Hello, hello, my loves. Welcome back. I'm so happy to be here talking to you and just letting you into my world. I really appreciate everyone that tunes in to listen to me every week. You guys know that. So last week I took a little breaky break. I really needed it. Like I was processing a lot, you know, when your nervous system is adjusting to a lot of identity shifts that you're making. You'll feel it physically, and I feel like a lot of people don't talk about this, but I know everyone's experience is different. And what I mean by that is you're showing up differently, you're thinking differently, you're consciously shifting your thoughts, you're meditating and visualizing who you want to be, and you don't stop there, right? In your everyday life, you act as who you want to be and who you're becoming, right? And what they don't tell you, or maybe they do. I don't know why I'm saying that. I honestly regret saying that they don't tell you. But what I had to learn for myself through experience is your body really reacts to that. And I talked about that a little bit in my last episode. But last week, I'm like, I need to rest. I am not recording a podcast. I will be back next week. So thank you for being patient. I know a lot of you guys look forward to this. So when I don't show up, of course, part of me is like, ugh. I feel bad, but another part of me always prioritizes what I need in myself so I can show up and really just be in love with what I'm doing, fall in love with my business, fall in love with this podcast, fall in love with showing up, right? Fall in love. That is the intention. That is the goal. And we are definitely seeing progress. So we fucking love that. Today we're just flowing. We don't have anything to talk about in particular, but I do want to mention that I am hosting a masterclass, Money Energetics Masterclass, and I'm really fucking excited about this, guys. If you know me, you know that I love talking about money energetics and the relationship that we are capable of building with money, right? And the relationships that we already have with money that most of us aren't even aware of. We're unconscious to the fact that we already have an existing relationship to money, and it is my passion. It is something that I'm in love with. I love learning about it. I love teaching on it, but most importantly, I love being an embodiment of what I teach, right? So I'm constantly working on my relationship with money, and it's one of those things where now that I'm looking back in hindsight, I'm like, this should have been the first thing that I worked on when considering building a business. I think they should teach this in school. They don't really teach energetics in school. I'm sure you guys have noticed, right? That's why a lot of us are kind of just getting into this stuff today. And we're like, what the fuck? This is available to me. I had no idea. And we start to feel behind, and we start to feel a little confused, and we start having that a spiritual awakening of like, what the fuck is life, right? Like, there's so much opportunity, and there's so much possibility, and there's so much potentiality, and there's so much that we can create in our world by just paying attention to our energy and designing our identity to match that, right? So they don't teach us this in school, and that's why I'm fascinated by it, because if everyone just learned this, we would be just thriving, right? So it doesn't have to do with just business, but I think it's a really, really cool tool to have and to know very well, like building your relationship with money and understanding your relationship with money so that you can use that in your business. You can allow that to guide you with every move that you make in your business, and you can understand your business more and understand the flow of money and understand your beliefs and your subconscious patterns behind it. It gets really, really deep, and I think it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to learn about, and it will literally blow your mind. So I am hosting a masterclass. The date isn't official yet, but I will release that. If you sign up, I'll post a link in the show notes. Money Energetics, that's the masterclass name. I would love to see you there. I'm definitely going to offer some sort of incentive or prize to the people that come live, because that would be amazing. I don't love teaching masterclasses when there's barely anyone there. It's not motivating for me, and I understand that sometimes the time doesn't work out for certain people. So not everyone can make it, and I get that 100%. And if no one showed up, I'm still going to show up, and I'm still going to do the damn thing, and everyone's going to watch the replay, so it doesn't matter, because what I have to say is so important. This is my purpose, this is my passion, and this is what I came here to do, so I'm going to deliver. But I would love to see you guys there live. That would mean the world to me. I will release an email with all the details. Just make sure you get signed up, because I'm going to host it probably the week after next week. It's currently November 2nd, 12:22 p.m. There's a 222 in there. We fucking love it. So get signed up so you can hear about the details as soon as they come out. And I would love to see you there. It's going to really expand your mind. It's going to excite you. You're going to feel it in your bones. You're going to feel it in your body. And listen, I'm all about energetics. I'm all about manifestation. I'm all about spirituality. So this is basically going to be from my point of view and my experiences and what I've learned and what I have embodied that work for me and work for many other people too. But ultimately, it's really up to us to create our reality and our relationship with money. So yeah, I hope to see you there. So fun, so exciting. So I'm currently in my late luteal phase. So I've been doing a lot of research on our cycles as women and really getting into embodiment practices. I mean, I've been doing embodiment for a while, but I've been learning more about it. I've been immersed in the world, let's say, of embodiment practices, and I've just been absolutely fucking obsessed. The first embodiment idea, or like the first hint of embodiment that I've gotten in the past, was from my therapist, and she was like, you know, just pay attention to how you feel in your body. And I was just like, what? I've never really heard that before. I've never paid attention to my internal state. Only when it was super obvious and I was, you know, giving a speech, or not a speech, but public speaking, and I start trembling like a fucking human vibrator. I'm like, oh my God, like my body's bugging out right now, right? So that was just like the obvious. But other than that, I never really paid attention to my internal body. And I've been doing a lot of research on the nervous system, as you guys know, because I can't stop talking about it, identity shifts and all of that, and just anxiety and emotions and all of those beautiful things that we have to feel as humans. And when your nervous system is activated, let's say you're anxious or you're in danger, words can only do so much. Because words are the language of your mind, of your brain. But your body is different. Your body's not going to respond to those words, right? So like, think positively, like yes, we love positive thoughts. We love positive expectation, but it gets so much deeper. Like, you need to feel that shit in your body. You need to change the way your body reacts. Because a lot of us are just feeling all of these emotions in our body and we're not even realizing it. We're not even realizing that our body actually speaks a different language. And that's where, you know, we have to really process our emotions, and we have to do it through movement, right? And there's lots of ways that you can do that, right? So positive thinking, positive affirmations, and all of those things, they have their place in the world. But when you are really feeling endangered, and you can feel, not endangered, that's not the right word, but when you're feeling danger, when you're feeling unsafe, and it can be anything. It can be something that your boyfriend or girlfriend said to you that triggered something in you, in your nervous system, and your nervous system is reacting based on a past experience that it has had, and it feels unsafe, right? Anything like that. It can be something so simple. You don't actually have to be in danger. Your positive affirmations are not going to work. Right? So we have to figure out a way to feel the feelings in our body and really process that emotion. And all of us, especially women, not especially women, women and men, like all of us, but you know, a lot of us women, I'm speaking to mainly women, we have gone most of our lives just pushing things down, suppressing our feelings, trying to remain strong, trying to remain like we have it all together. Especially if we have parents that did the same thing, or if we were modeled a certain way of being where emotions weren't really welcome, right? For me, I got a lot of like, oh, you're very sensitive, or, you know, you'll get over it. Like one of my aunts used to tell me when I was crying as a kid, very young kid, probably like 5 years old, she would always say like, you'll get over it. Oh, stop, you'll get over it. And that really hurt as a kid. That really hurt. I felt unlistened to. I felt really, really hurt. I felt like my emotions were not important and they should not be expressed. And that really teaches us as young children that our emotions are not safe. And then we go out into the world and everyone else is doing the same thing because they've had the same experiences. So emotions are not welcome. Don't cry. Oh no, don't cry. Please don't cry. Oh, I'm trying not to cry. I'm trying not to cry. It's like those emotions need to be felt. And if they're not felt, they will be repressed. And what happens when we have suppressed, repressed emotions, they just get pushed down for later. The way I see it is we're just carrying baggage. We're carrying the baggage of our past emotions that were never processed or felt within us in everything that we do. And that's why sometimes we have outbursts, whether it's on our partner or, you know, in traffic. Like, I mean, guys, like, maybe you're one of these people. I hope not. But if you are, there's hope. You can change, especially if they're listening to this. Like those people on the road who are just so fucking mad all the time, or just looking for someone to attack, or, you know, when the light turns green 1 second ago or less and they beep at you, or they get angry and they scream and they curse you out, all the things. That has nothing to do with you. It's literally all their repressed anger, and people love to take it out on the road. And I find that to be so fucking weird, to be honest. Not weird, but because I understand what's happening. But I've always thought growing up, like, why are people so mean? It reminded me of kind of like, what do they call it? I can't remember what it's called. But when someone acts all big and bad when they're super far or on the internet, like an internet bully or something. I don't know. I forget what it's called. But they're in their car, so they have protection, so they just like lash out and they feel like it's not real life and they can just act however they want. That has nothing to do with the person. It has nothing to do with the fact that you fucking didn't go right when the light turned green. Even if it's a difference of fucking 1 second, it's everything that has to do with their lack of processing of their emotions. And I'm talking about emotions from when they were super, super, super young. Super young. All of that shit builds up, and especially if you're shamed for feeling certain ways, it builds up and you never really process them, and you don't have a safe space to process them. And even now, like listening to this podcast, I'm telling you right now that what I've been doing, which has been fucking amazing, is really setting time for myself to do my embodiment practices and really feel my emotions, whether that means just fucking crying my eyes out without really having any reason behind it. Like yesterday during yoga, I was just doing my yoga and there was a certain song that she played, and I do Peloton yoga, by the way. I love Peloton. So I was doing Peloton yoga and she played a song and I was just crying. And mind you, I am in my late luteal phase, and I think that's the beautiful thing about our cycle, is it really allows us to turn our lens inward sometimes and really just feel our emotions if we allow it to, right? So I'm crying and I'm feeling so good about it. I'm owning that shit, because when you are really in your divine feminine and you're embodying your feminine, you realize that all emotions are fucking beautiful, and you can almost get turned on by the fact that you're able to feel your emotions and process them. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing that literally changed my life. So I'm like yes, I'm crying, this is good. We're not gonna suppress it. We're not gonna say, oh no, why am I crying? I used to do this all the time when I was PMSing. I would cry when a song or a movie would come on and I would be like, oh my god, I'm definitely getting my period soon, oh my god, this is PMS. But I would kind of like push it aside, like, oh, this is so stupid, this is like dumb, why am I crying, like this is literally a song, instead of taking it as an opportunity to actually fucking feel the feelings. It does not matter whatever feelings are coming through, you fucking feel them. You make space for yourself to cry, to scream, to punch something, to get the anger out, because that is all just, you're carrying it with you all the time. And that's why so many people are so unhappy, because they haven't processed their shit. And that's why so many relationships suffer, you know? And yeah, so I cried my eyes out for like 15 minutes last night. And it felt so, it actually hurt a little bit because I was, you know, I was, after yoga, I continued to like just move my body in whatever way that my body needed to move. And I put a song on and I just allowed whatever needed to come out to come out. And it was just kind of painful just to really, you know, memories were coming up and things like that. And kind of me just like grieving certain parts of me. And, you know, even, you know, myself now, because I know that who I am now, who I was yesterday, I'm not going to be that person tomorrow. I'm growing at a rapid pace, because I choose that for myself, right? So it's like ego death after ego death after ego death, identity death after identity death after identity death. And it's just like constant change, and you're no longer who you were. And when you step into a new version of yourself or a new identity, there's a part of you that feels at a loss. What you've known for so long is no longer there with you. And it's something that you must grieve, actually, right? Because grieving is part of life. Like, we need to be able to feel those emotions. And ultimately, when we feel those emotions, when we process these emotions, when we let them go, when we release them, we're able to, as a byproduct, raise our vibration. It's not about, oh, let's ignore everything and feel really fucking positive because, yeah, high vibes, manifestation. Like, that's kind of like the mainstream idea around it, until you really start digging into this stuff and you start like living this life and you start learning more and you realize that emotions are fucking part of it. The shadows are part of it. And if you're unable to feel those emotions and process the shadowy shit, then fucking good luck with the whole manifestation process and changing yourself and being able to create the life that you want. So I want to get into some of the embodiment practices that I've been doing. Honestly, just screaming. If you have a car that you drive, or if you're home alone, or you can scream into a pillow, like, there's nothing fucking better than just letting the fucking anger out. There's a lot of built up anger that we all feel. I really don't think it's some people. I know there's anger in other people. There's been so many times where someone has made us so angry and we're like, it's good, it's good, it's fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, everything's fine, let's move on, right? That was never felt. So it's time to feel it, right? It's time to feel it. And sometimes a life event might trigger the anger. Like, you're super angry at something and you're like not understanding why it's getting you so mad. Well, it's not really that situation that's contributing to the majority of the anger that you're feeling, okay? Singing has been helping me so much, listening to certain music that triggered my emotions, right? Dancing is a huge one. Ecstatic dance, where you're not really choreographing your moves, you're just letting your body move however it wants to move, whether that looks silly, funny, weird, what the fuck ever. We're used to performing, we're used to looking good, we're used to having to look good, we're used to trying to look good, but there's no room for that here. And I get it, because I felt really weird at first too. To be honest, when I first started dancing, I didn't really understand what I was doing. I just knew it was like helping me feel better. This was about like 2 years ago, and I felt kind of awkward dancing alone. You know, I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, why am I dancing alone? I just wasn't used to that. I didn't do that growing up. Maybe when I was a child, and I feel like as children, we're so radiant and we know exactly how to feel the turn on of life. And we do it through singing, through dance. I mean, at least I did. I did it through singing, through dancing, like through organizing and cleaning my room and just like adding pleasure to my life, until that light just got blown out by life, right, in society. So when, you know, 2 years ago, when I started doing that, I just felt really awkward. And I was trying to look good when I was doing it. So it's not like I was dancing all crazy. I was just like, why the fuck am I dancing alone? Like, people don't do this, right? It felt very awkward for me. Now it's so normal. I dance all the time. But the ecstatic dance is a little different. And there's room for both. Like, you can totally just, like, want to feel sexy and do your sexy moves and practice your dancing to perform. So when you're out at the club or at the club. I don't know why that's so funny. I just like don't club anymore, so or like at a music festival, or like at my wedding, or, you know, things like that. Like, you can feel really confident in the way you're moving because you're not ecstatic dancing at the time. Like, you're not trying to process your emotions. But when you're alone, or even at like an event, I've never done this, but an ecstatic dance event, I want to do it though. I've heard a lot of great things about it. you're free to move however you want. And if that's crawling on the floor, putting one leg up on the fucking counter and just, like, moving your hips in, like, the most weird way that you could possibly think of, because that's what your body needs to process whatever it needs to process, you're speaking your body's language. Do you realize that? Like, how beautiful is that? It's telling yourself, oh, it's gonna be okay. Your body's like, what the fuck? Like, no, that's not my language. I don't know what you're talking about. That I don't respond to that. I respond to ecstatic dance. I respond to movement. I respond to you moving the energy through me, through embodiment practices. So I want you guys to really practice this and just, like, try it out. Like, set not even a timer. Just play a song in the morning. One song, and allow your body to just move, even if it's just, like, swaying back and forth, if that's what it wants to do. Just don't judge it. Let it do its thing. And, you know, emotions are sometimes my emotions don't, I don't feel anything. I just feel better after. But sometimes, like this previous Sunday, woo, I was just like, I was feeling it, guys. Like, I was crying so much, like, just by dancing. I was releasing so much. I was like, oh, like, certain moves, I just felt the energy moving out of my body at a rapid pace. And I just felt so light and so happy, right? And I felt like I was, you know, like, you don't snap on your partner as much. You processed everything already. Not everything, but you process so much, you release so much. So by the time, you know, your partner does something really fucking annoying or irritating, you don't feel like you're fucking dumping it all out on them. And it feels really nice. And this is part of just, like, owning your power as a woman, as your next level, as just, like, who you want to be, is being able to have your own back and to do this for yourself. So stomping, really, like, beating the shit out of your pillow, that really helps, like, really punching the fuck out of it. So I was reading this book, and she mentioned, and by the way, the book is called Pussy by Regina Tom, fuck, I forgot. I don't know if you listened to the podcast episode with Cam that I did a few weeks ago. I know that one was the one that cut off. I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I re-uploaded it. So if you guys didn't listen to the whole thing, go ahead and listen to it. But that podcast, she mentioned the book, and at first I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, oh wow, that's so funny, like, I'm gonna read that one day, like, Pussy, that's great, like, I love, because Cam is super into embodiment practices and stuff like that, and she actually opened up my mind to it. Like, I was doing a lot of the embodiment practices, but I didn't really get it. I didn't really understand what I was doing. It's just very intuitive for me. But now that I do the research on it, and that I understand exactly what's happening, and I understand how radiant it makes us as women, how confident, how in our power, confident in what we're saying, confident in our words, like the way we move, the way we lead ourselves, how magnetic we are, I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this, right? So she mentioned the book, and I read it. She mentioned that, I would say, like, what, like 2 months ago, 1 month ago, and for some reason, it came up again on TikTok for me, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna read a sample of this. Let's see what's up. Started reading the sample, fell in love. It is one of my favorite books that I've ever read in my life. It is something that all women need to read, and it's like, it just makes so much sense for where I'm at in my personal development journey now. And a lot of people start off and they're just, like, strictly mindset, and then they, you know, they go through the phases of, like, just being in your mind, and they're like, oh wait, there's the body part of this, right? That's the missing piece. You can't really change yourself without addressing the body and doing it through somatics, right? And then you start learning about embodiment. Like, I'm just putting that out there right now. Like, I think it's nice to go through the phases, but it's really important to understand your connection to your own pussy, like she would say. And that word has been so awkward for me for so long. And she talks about it in the book, how we're, like, so scared of that word for a multitude of different reasons. I have a super, super specific reason why it, like, really triggers me. Not so much anymore after reading the book. I'm like, yeah, like, Peter's like, what book are you reading? And I'm like, oh God, I'm reading Pussy. And he's like, what? And I was like, just trust me, it's so good. It really teaches you how to own your feminine power, how to connect to yourself in that way, how to own your sensuality. And that's another thing that I'm like, woo, off the fucking walls with my sensuality. It shows in every area of my life. Like, I'm very connected to it. And it's just right. It's a really good book. So I highly, highly recommend it. It's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable because they're so not used to connecting to themselves in that way, especially in a sensual way. And really owning the fact that you're a woman and you have a womb, and it's fucking awesome and powerful, and it makes us radiant, it makes us glow, and we pour into ourselves first, and then every other relationship in our life benefits from that. So yeah, I was reading that, and she calls it swamping. So it's kind of fucking weird the way she says it, because she's like, if you feel like shit, like put a trash bag over your body and like go fucking wild, like put an angry song on and just like start going wild, like hitting the wall with a towel. Not gonna lie, like I really don't want to put a trash bag on, but I'm also like, she really swears by this, should I try it? Because she said it just like matches how you feel and it helps you own that emotion, like you fucking feel like trash. But I don't know, we buy some weird trash bags that I don't really love. Peter has a subscription and they smell like perfume, and I don't want to put that shit on me, to be honest. Anyway, the towel thing. Taking a dish towel and smacking it against the wall like super hard to get that anger out. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to. I do a lot of pillow punching, and like I like have this thing with kicking. I need to kick or stomp to get anger out. It feels really good and releasing for me. So yeah, that's an amazing thing to do. I think I talked about scream, and that's basically like a sacred rage thing. Like you create a safe space to just feel your emotions. I'm so happy that I'm sharing this with my audience right now, because I feel like this is going to be life-changing and game-changing for many, 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 many people. And I just feel called to share this. I feel called to share what I'm doing in my life and in my journey, and to make sure that I am good, to take care of me, so that I can be the best fucking version of myself. It is so important for me to feel that. I'm sorry. It is so important for me to make sure that I got distracted. I have a Christmas video going on YouTube, the Ambiance Christmas. It's like a cafe. It's snowing. The Christmas lights are on. There's cinnamon buns in the freaking display thing. There's a fire. I'm like, I fucking love this. I feel like I'm at the cafe and I am recording the podcast at this cafe. And human design, my friend Naomi read me my human design, and I forget exactly what she says, but she says that my human design type, which is a pure generator, likes to have like, how do I say it? Like, I like to see another environment from the environment that I'm sitting at. So if whether it's like on a balcony and I'm like sitting on that in that environment and I can see out in the street, or if I'm like by the pool and I'm laying down, there's another environment in front of me, which is like the water. If you're a human design person and you know what I'm talking about, then fuck yes. But like, I'm sorry if I'm confusing anybody. Anyway, and by the way, I didn't know my birth time because it's just not on my birth certificate. My mom doesn't remember, and she used her pendulum to find my birth time, and I thought that was sick. Namaste Nay on Instagram. I have an episode with her, one of my favorites. She does human design reading, so hit her up if you want to do that because she's amazing. But yeah, the pendulum thing really got me. But yeah, like I feel like this is super, super helpful, and I'm really just gonna share with you so much as I go through my journey, my embodiment journey, and just feeling so confident with who I am and what I do. And it's so important to remember, like, if you don't want to be average, if you don't want to be like every other fucking plain Jane in this world that is the people that are asleep and they don't realize what they're capable of, and they're unconscious and they're sleepwalking through life, like if you don't want to be that person, you're gonna have to do things that the average person doesn't do. Right? And that's one thing that I've totally accepted, and I'm okay with that. And that looks like a lot of fucking dancing, screaming, yelling, crying, processing your emotions, talking to your higher self, having meetings with the universe and your higher self for support, setting intentions, seeing the synchronicities and beauties of life just come through as you just become immersed in this world of energy and spirituality and manifestation. And it's just like, it really just literally turns me on. And that's another thing, it's like when you become embodied in your sensuality, you're able to find pleasure in anything. Like I said last night when I was crying, I thought that was pleasurable because I thought that was so fucking hot of me to be able to process that. Or just like pleasure from my latte or the cold air in the morning, or like the sunset or the sunrise, just like a simple touch on my body. Like, that's another embodiment practice, is just touching yourself, whether that's sexually or just literally touching your arm and your chest, and really just like feeling that touch, because your body doesn't know the difference between someone else's touch and your touch, right? Creating safety within, like feeling pleasure like that, or feeling pleasure when you're taking a hot candlelit shower, which I love to do every single day. I have this battery powered candles, so they're not real candles, but I lit a real candle the other day and I had like a bunch of the battery lit candles, and I was taking a hot shower listening to some Mariah Carey, some old school Mariah Carey, really getting into my feels, because my mom played a lot of R&B growing up. Like, that was her favorite music. So Alicia Keys, Mariah Carey, like Brandy, Aaliyah, all of those artists I love so much. And it was just so much, it was a part of my upbringing, and I'm obsessed with like singing. I love singing. My inner child was a singer. She had a karaoke machine, a guitar in her room. She would close the door and just go the fuck off and really like connect to music, and just creating my own little space in my own little room. And my mom really just gave me a lot of space to do that. She was going through her own stuff, so she was also like doing her own thing, and I was in my room just like connecting to music on the deepest level. And a lot of the music was the music that she taught me, and I would take her CDs and listen to it. So I really connected to that version of myself. And there's a song called Bliss by Mariah Carey. If you don't know that song, it's like, it's so sensual. And she talks about like, basically it's very sexual and sensual, and it's just so beautiful the way she like sings. So I was like listening to that, and I cleaned my entire bathroom and organized everything, got rid of so many different things, because I have a lot of cabinets and drawers in my bathroom, and there was things that I didn't even fucking need. So I purged that shit, I threw it all out, I cleaned all the shelves. And in the book, she calls it pussify, which is so funny. It's like making your environment neat and beautiful and just like pussifying it. So I did that and it felt amazing. I cleaned my shower, got new eucalyptus for the shower, and just cleaned the floors, and then had the candles going in my shower listening to Mariah Carey, just really connecting to that part of myself. And it was the best day ever. I cried. I meditated on the ground after, like I put a towel down. It's just, my bathroom is my safe space. It's the most beautiful bathroom I've ever had in my life. And it just means a lot to me. I've done a lot of healing and growing in there. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. It's like just one of those bathrooms where you feel comfortable in and you just want to stay there. It's weird, but I love it. And that shroom trip that I had a while ago, it was like about a year ago or more. Yeah, that shit happened in my bathroom. I started tripping fucking balls when I was supposed to just microdose, and I was laying on the floor going through so many different I was laying on the floor like crying, and then I went in the shower and started crying, and I was going through all the different versions of myself that I had pushed away and I've judged and I've just felt like were cringy, and all of that, and the different songs that were playing really started reminding me of each version of myself that I was. And I just met her with love and acceptance, and it was just so crazy how the universe did that to me, because I needed to do that. I needed to like go back in my past and just show every single version of myself compassion and love. But that happened in that bathroom, so you guys have to understand that there's a lot of shit that went down in that bathroom. I do a lot of my morning routine in there. I mean, I spend about an hour in there every single morning, kind of just like doing my thing, like cold showering in general, putting lotion on. That's another embodiment practice that you can do, is like putting lotion all over your body and like just feeling really nice and soft and oiled up. I do like my skincare, I drink my water, I take my supplements, the lighting is great. Like, I'll play a training or a podcast or something that elevates me, expands me, grows me. Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot that goes on in there. And like, I've had many realizations and downloads while being in my shower as well. So it's just pretty crazy. That's where I do my embodiment practices, my dancing, right? My ecstatic dance. I just like close the door. I mean, when Peter is not here, I do them in the living room sometimes. But I really do like that safe space, because it's super dark. I like darkness, guys. Like, bright lights, I don't really like them. I'm trying to become a bright light girl, but it really just triggers me. Like, really bright lights, I don't like. I like dim lights. Like, if I go to a restaurant or any type of place and the lighting is fluorescent and white and bright, I literally never want to go there again. I'm like, fuck this. I like restaurants that are dimly lit and that are so chill and vibey. So, you know, sometimes as a partner, I could be kind of annoying, Peter might say. No, I'm kidding. He would never call me annoying. I mean, at least not to my face. Or to anybody else. Maybe to himself. But it's okay. We all annoy each other. But, yeah, like, sometimes he has, like, the brightest lights on. And I'm like, can you shut that light off, please? And can we use this light instead? And it's, like, a little string light that provides, like, a tiny bit of light. And I'm like, this feels good. Or I just, like, candle lit or whatever. I don't like bright light. And that's why my favorite time of the day is, like, super early, 5, 6 a.m. Because it's dark, but it's still, like, morning. And then I just, like, fucking thrive off that. It's orgasmic. What else? And I love sunset. I love when it's starting to get dark out. Like, I just love that. I love that. And, of course, I like some sunshine, too. Like, don't get me wrong. But just, I don't know. It just makes me feel a little off sometimes. I'm not sure why, but I'm accepting that. I'm owning that. I'm not going to fight against it. I'm going to own it. I'm going to own that shit. But yeah, guys, I had so much fun today talking to you and really sharing this stuff with you and giving you these updates and a little glimpse into what I'm working on and what my life has been like. I'm really, really, really happy that I get to do this on this platform, that I have this platform, that I went for this platform, that I actually created the podcast when I was fucking terrified and I just did it. And now it's one of my favorite places in the world to be. And when you guys listen to the new episodes and you're like, just listen to your episode. So good. I totally relate. I'm like, yes. I'm like, I don't even remember what I said because that was last week or yesterday or 2 days ago. But I'm glad you resonated, you know, like I'm so glad you resonated and that you made me a part of your day that day. That makes me happy. That's super cool. Because there's expanders for me that do the same thing. And I love them. And I love, you know, their trainings and their podcast and just their life in general. Like everything they do in life. I'm like, what are you doing? What's up? What are you working on? What are you reading? Like, what is up? Let me into your world. Let me into your fucking world because I love you. And I'm not saying put me on a pedestal and I don't put anyone on a pedestal. I just can appreciate so fucking very much those women who decide to put themselves out there to be an expander and a leader and a guide for other women. And that's what I'm doing for you guys. So thank you so much. Don't forget to sign up for the masterclass. As a matter of fact, do it right now. Click the link in the show notes and sign up because I want to see you there. I want to see you there, and I know you would love it. If you love this podcast, you're going to love, love, love the masterclass because it's going to be filled with value. It's not just like I hosted a masterclass in March, I think, and it's not going to be like that. That masterclass, like, it was great. Everyone loved it. It was effective, but it didn't give you as much value as I wanted to, you know? I was just kind of following, you know, what my mentor had suggested, and I just, like, don't really align with it. This one's going to be an actual training that's going to be added to Money Honey, which is my signature money manifestation course. So it's going to be added as a module to that course. That's how you know it's going to be good because it's going to be a module. It's literally going to be a free training as if you are in my course. So if you love what I talk about, if you love what I teach, please sign up because you want to be there. Okay. I love you guys. If you love this episode, please leave a rating, a review if you haven't yet. Do that for me. Also, screenshot her, put her on her story, and give me a tag because my heart just can't take it. When you guys do that, you know, I love it. I love you guys so much. Have a beautiful weekend. Happy November. Merry fucking Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon.